Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from WJZ TV, he is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Guys, how are we doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Rick, before we get into Ravens, we want you to join in the debate with us. Nick Saban said having James Madison University in the college football playoffs is like Major League Baseball allowing a Triple-A team to be in the World Series playoffs. I agree with Nick Saban. Jeremy says Notre Dame ought to do more to get in. I don't think they're the same. Your thoughts?
I mean, look, I understand where Nick is coming from. I mean, at the end of the day, if you put these guys out on the field, skill positions, they might be able to keep up a little bit. When you talk about the trenches, I mean, it's just two different types of levels. I mean, there is literally no competition. I mean, you're talking James Madison and some of the top-tier teams in the country. Look at the comparison or the analogy that everybody makes between Maryland and your Penn State, your Wisconsin, your big-tier programs. Maryland does not have the trenches to keep up with those guys, so let alone a school like James Madison. I agree with him. I think it's a harsh way of putting it, but I think at this point in his career, Nick Saban's just keeping it real, and I can't blame him, guys.
Yeah, I get, like, when we were talking about it, my debate is we expanded the 12 teams in the playoff for these teams to get in to prove that they don't belong. We at least give them a shot initially to prove they don't belong. I've said in years past, like, when it comes to March Madness, everybody says they like upsets until we get them. Nobody wants to see George Mason in the Final Four. I don't care who you
no,
are unless
don't.
You went there.
You're right.
You know, and
I don't want to see Butler in the Final Four, to be honest with you.
And you know what, though, Jeremy, you bring up a great point. Like, this is exactly why we went to this 12-team program. I mean, this is what everybody wanted. And now that we're here, people are like, oh, we got to watch James Madison get in. Let's see what happens. I'll tell you what, if they get, you know, if they ended up getting smoked or something, if they were able to creep in and whatnot, I mean, it's a whole different ballgame. But it's just like, this is exactly what we asked for a couple of years ago. March Madness is the perfect analogy with that. I like it. Give them a shot. If there's a couple years of them, you know, get the doors blown off of them, then you're probably going to need to reevaluate.
Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ TV. Rick, the Baltimore Ravens favored by 3 for Sunday Night Football. I said it earlier. This has all the ingredients of Lamar Jackson just returning to form on Sunday. I have no evidence of that. I have no proof of that other than it being a young buck coming into town, MVP candidate on his field in primetime.
I love this team on Sunday night. I do. I mean, I'm telling you guys last week, I'm laughing. I'm a homer. I love them at the bank Sunday night with the pass coming in off of a loss like that to Buffalo and the way that the Ravens looked last week against Cincinnati. To me, going up there in that cold weather, second coldest game in Cincinnati regular season history, and you put 30-plus points up on the board like that, that counts for something for me at this point in the season after everything this team has been through. For Lamar, though, it's just, look, it's no secret, guys. We know he's got to be a threat with his legs. He's got to be a threat at that mesh point. He's got to fake it enough and be involved enough to keep them honest on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier this week. He doesn't have to pull it every single time, but every fifth or sixth time, he has to pull it to keep this team going. And as far as Zay goes, look, Zay is a deep threat. And getting him involved early and taking those shots downfield, I'm telling you, it opens this offense wide up. It's what all of us spoke about a couple of weeks ago. You're starting to see that a little more, starting to see them take some shots. And then Keaton Mitchell is the guy that comes in, and he's just a change of pace that, quite frankly, keeps that rushing attack going. I mean, getting Derrick Henry going early is huge, but having Keaton come in and take those 6 to 7 carries where he's a home run hitter and the defense has to account for that, that's a whole different ballgame on their end.
What have you seen from Mike Green? I was looking at some numbers here that said over the past 5 weeks, his pass rusher rate has gone up significantly, and he's looking like the player that they drafted. Are you seeing the same things?
I'm seeing a rookie who's starting to get comfortable. I mean, look, you know how hard it is for these guys, and you talk to any player, regardless of the program that you come from, you go from college to the NFL, what is the number one thing they say is the hardest to transition to? The speed of the game.
Yep.
It takes these guys a couple of weeks to get going, unless you're an absolute dog and one of the premier athletes in the country. I think this is a rookie who's starting to find his footing a little bit, and they're starting to get pressure on the quarterback now. I mean, we know this defense has been playing lights out over the past couple of weeks. You have him get going to, I mean, let's not forget, this is a guy who was supposed to go in the top 15 of the draft in the first round. If this is a guy who can get to that caliber and he's staying consistent like that, I mean, that only adds to a defense that has just been lights out.
You're right about that. Lights out defense. Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ TV. Rick, your team plays tomorrow, 5 o'clock, against the Commanders. They could put this thing away by beating the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about what we liked last week from teams. I mean, yeah, the Raiders are bad, don't get me wrong, but I'd love to see the way that that offense played last week, just moving the ball down the field, similar to the Ravens. I mean, and taking some shots, you know, getting A.J. Brown involved, getting your playmakers involved. That's what you have to do as an offensive coordinator and part of your game plan. And then their defense has looked great all season. I mean, and then you put it together all last week. Washington is an easy game. I think that they're going to be fine with that. The Commanders are just so damn banged up right now. For me, it's where they're going to fall in the seeding. And, you know, obviously last night's crazy game between the Rams and the Seahawks that had a lot of implications towards that. As far as the NFC goes, though, I know they lost last night, but the ball is going to start bouncing their way. The Rams are just the team to beat right now. I don't even know how you account for all of that offense and all of those threats. You put up 30-plus points, and you don't even have Devontae Adams. I mean, they're just – Matt Stafford's the MVP, and to me, as diehard Eagles fans as I am, Rams are still your team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah, last night was the first time in NFL history that a game ended in overtime on a 2-point conversion.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but it's kind of crazy. And one of those teams is going to have to go on the road in the playoffs, which just sounds so unfair. But that being said, Ravens-Patriots, what's your score?
Ravens-Patriots, I'm going to go high scoring. Weather's going to be nice. I'm going to go 31-27 Ravens. I think they pulled out, guys.
There you go.
I think this is good. That place is going to be rocking Sunday night. That's the spot to be.
Hey, what you got going on this week? I know Christmas is coming up. Does that shorten your week?
Christmas, yeah, shortens the week, but I just real quick, if you guys could just give me 30 seconds to talk about what we did this past week. Our shrimp and gift holiday shopping spree, a bunch of great sponsors we team up with, including Jimmy Seafood, Walmart, TD Jakes Foundation, Bank of America. We took 150 kids throughout the city, various programs on a shopping spree with $200 gift cards. Not only that, guys, when a lot of these kids shop every year for this, they're putting food in their cart because they don't have food at home. This year we had the food sponsored. We gave them huge boxes to take home for Christmas dinner. So they had food. They were able to use the gift cards on themselves. And I can't say enough about these Ravens guys. Tez Walker, Mike Green, Kyle Van Noy going out of their way to be with these kids, including Torrey Smith and Ray Rice and Zay Flowers, who showed up. The smiles on these kids' faces, it's what it's all about at this time of the year. And these guys, they take 45 minutes to an hour and a half out of their time in the middle of a game week with a huge game on Sunday night. And kids were in tears, man. That's what it's all about. And giving back at a time when people really need it most.
Hey, absolutely. These guys give back so much, man, to that community. We see it all the time. We get to see that side of them. It's a blessing. As well, you are as well. Tell your family, Merry Christmas, man. Enjoy your holiday.
Man, right back at all of you guys. It's a blessing to be able to come on here on the show with you. I appreciate you always welcoming me in. You guys do amazing work. You know I think that. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and all your families.
Same to you, man. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.